The Business Hub.
With Focus Technology, bringing technology happiness to businesses in Cornwall.
Andrew, delighted to have you back on the Business Hub. How are things with you?
Thank you, Isha. Yep, absolutely fantastic. We are very busy at the moment. There's been some good changes within Focus, which are for the benefit of our customers and the business. Looking forward to a good few busy months ahead.
Fantastic. Now, you've been on the show for a couple of months now, so it might be nice actually for people or perhaps new listeners to the Business Hub to just reset and find out again a bit more about Focus Technology and what you actually do.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one of the things that's changed. We've kind of grown our portfolio a little bit. And also, I've brought a special guest with me today. We've got our apprentice Emily in the studio with us, who's been with us since September. So it'd be nice to sort of tell everybody about her experience at Focus as well. But basically, as far as we're concerned, we provide IT and technology advice and services to customers and businesses, so small to medium businesses around Cornwall. So that could be anything from your desktop PCs and software to servers, virtual systems, all the kind of things that your business needs in order to run an efficient technology system. On top of that, we do telephone systems. So we sell the Avaya IP Office platform, which is one of the most feature-rich phone systems in the business. It's incredibly flexible, and you can basically shape it to fit your business and keep all of your employees in contact at all times with the customers. But the newest thing that we've started doing, more in earnest, we have done bits and pieces in the past, but we now have what we're sort of saying is a creative design department. We have done websites in the past, but we're now doing it sort of properly now, in the respect that we've got people dedicated to that task. So we had a new guy, Keith Mansfield, joined us last month, and he is basically tasked with providing our customers with excellent websites. So bright future ahead and a lot going on at the moment.
Yeah, really exciting developments.
Yeah, absolutely. We get some interesting projects sort of linking people's EPOS systems through to their websites. So they're basically selling from the same stock systems, and they can see when stuff is sold in the shop or online. So it's interesting things like that, and integration with other programs that we're kind of getting into. And that's a lot of fun, that is.
Yeah. No, I bet. Absolutely. Now, you mentioned Emily. We'll speak to Emily in just a moment. But why was it important for you to bring on an apprentice into the business?
Basically because it was an opportunity to bring somebody into the Focus fold, somebody who hasn't sort of really got preset ideas about how IT should work or how a business should work. So it was our opportunity to get someone fresh, somebody new, someone with the passion and eagerness to forge a career in technology, and basically train her the Focus way.
Fantastic. So Emily, we'll bring you in on this at this point. Tell us what you've been doing up until you became an apprentice at Focus Technology.
I was doing a degree at Falmouth Uni, doing halfway through graphic design degree, but quit that in the end.
Right, okay. So why did you decide to go for this apprenticeship?
It was a better option than having the debt predominantly, but as well as that, I wanted a job at the end of it, and you don't get a guaranteed one with a degree.
So what appeals to you about an apprenticeship in particular?
I like the hands-on learning on the job. You're not sat at a textbook, not sure whether you're actually learning or not. You're definitely doing something when you're on an apprenticeship. And you're helping people.
What is a normal day for you like at Focus Technology?
So we all have our normal routines that we get on with, but as well as that, we've got customers phoning in with other different challenges for the day that we have to have a go at.
And is there anything in particular that you've learnt so far that you're really interested in? Have you found areas that you just love doing and that you actually feel a passion for?
I actually really enjoy doing the design side. As Andy said, we are doing more design work anyway, but I do like the computer builds and system builds. Stuff like that.
And in terms of, Andy, we'll just come back to you on this point, having an apprentice within your business, how does that affect your time?
Obviously, I've got to commit a certain amount of time to training elements, but that's spread between myself and a couple of others. So it's not all on me to give Emily the training she needs. And obviously, she's getting the training from her college course as well. But actually, it's sort of initially it's quite sort of front heavy time wise, with any employee, getting them into the firm, getting them used to the way things work, etc. But I have to say, Emily's picked it up fantastically quickly. I mean, when she first joined us, her IT knowledge was very limited. However, what Emily's learned in the time she's been with us thus far has been absolutely remarkable, and it's been an absolute sort of pleasure to work with her. So it's nice seeing somebody come in with the right attitude for the business. The customers absolutely love her, and actually being able to sort of nurture and bring her on as far as she's actually come.
Yeah, great stuff. And Emily, in terms of, so you were doing a degree, you decided it wasn't for you, so now you're doing your college course hand in hand with this apprenticeship. What is your future goal? What would you like to be doing in the next few years' time?
I can see myself still working at Focus, just helping other people as they come onto the business as well and showing them what I was taught at the time.
Fantastic. Well, brilliant, and really exciting times at Focus Technology. It's fast approaching. I can't believe how quick this week is. But next week already is Cornwall Business Week. And I believe you're going to be involved with the business fair that's happening next Wednesday.
Yeah, we are indeed. We'll be there on stand 6. And you're right, it's come around so quick. It seems sort of like, you know, literally, you know, ages ago that we were actually planning this and signed up for it, and now suddenly it's on our doorstep. So we're just waiting for our exhibition stand to turn up. Really looking forward to meeting some new businesses at the show. Myself and Keith will be there, so there'll be technology and the creative side on the one stand, and we welcome anyone who wants to come and have a chat to us.
Fantastic. So people can actually see you next week at the event. But in the meantime, if anyone wants to get hold of you, what's the best way for them to do so?
The best way is they can email me directly on andrew.davenport@focus-technology.co.uk or give us a call on 01209 613 660.
Lovely. Well, Andrew and Emily, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
The Business Hub. With Focus Technology, bringing technology happiness to businesses in Cornwall.